for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
This is the day that the Lord Father God, good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tavon. Good morning, Jesus believers. Brothers and sisters, I feel good this morning. Now, I know I said, oh boy, I've been up a long time. I know I said I wasn't going to, I said I was going to get back into this. But the Holy Spirit constrained me and said that I'm lightly touching the subject. That's what I'm trying to say. You're going to have to dig deeper for yourself. But still in here because God wouldn't let me loose of it. So let me go on. What I want to talk about is tongues. Okay. And I'm going to go into the gifts and the giftings. See, you got to know how to be built up in your inner man and why there's a need for you to be built up. So I'm going to start with Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. In 1 Corinthians 14, 18, Paul the apostle declared that he spoke in tongues more than them all. In 1 Corinthians 14, 5, Paul said that he wished or desired that all should speak in tongues. Let me tell you why more people don't speak in tongues. And that is because the enemy of our soul hates it. He hates it when we use the gift of tongues because of the potentiality and the power that is released through this gift. And we're up there already in the teaching. So speaking in tongues, praying in tongues, authenticates, substantiates, and verifies God's presence. Can you put that in the chat room for me? Speaking in tongues. Substantiates, authenticates, and verifies God's presence. devil, you a liar. You know I'm going. You know I'm going to push my way through. Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Mark 16 proclaims these signs, including tongues. This is the evidence of the presence and the power of God's own Holy Spirit. In the Old Covenant, the manifestation of God's presence was indicated at one point by a fire by night and a pillar of a cloud by day. But now in the New Testament, the evidence of the Spirit of God and his moving, living tabernacle is the gift of tongues. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 verse 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. The Bible says this. Pay close attention here, because Jesus said this. Jesus said, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. In John 14, 26, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. He will testify about me. John 15, 26. Now look at this. He will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, But whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. In the Gospel of John, specifically John 16, 13 through 15, it highlights some things. I want to share them with you. In John's Gospel, with regard to God's own Holy Spirit, it highlights that God's own Holy Spirit also teaches us all things. That God's own Holy Spirit also reminds us of what Jesus said. That God's own Holy Spirit also testifies about Jesus. That God's own Holy Spirit also guides us into all truth. That God's own Holy Spirit also speaks what he hears from God. That God's own Holy Spirit also discloses to us what is to come. That God's own Holy Spirit also glorifies Jesus. For to us, God revealed what he has for us through the Spirit, for God's own Holy Spirit searches. It searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but those taught by the Spirit of God. God's own Holy Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 through 14. You see, brothers and sisters, God's own Holy Spirit also reveals to us what God has for us. God's own Holy Spirit also searches the depths of God. God's own Holy Spirit also knows and tells us God's thoughts. God's own Holy Spirit also tells us and reveals to us what God freely gives to us. God's own Holy Spirit also teaches us to speak spiritual words, have spiritual thoughts, do spiritual things, and to operate in a deep spiritual love for each other. It is God's own Holy Spirit that also helps us to spiritually discern him. Did you hear that? Can you write that in that chat room about three times? God's own Holy Spirit helps us to spiritually discern him. Did you get it? You got to get this. You got to get it. It is God's own Holy Spirit indwelling us and upon us that helps us to spiritually discern God himself. Now, as if these relationship building functions weren't enough, let me reveal some other things to you. It is God's own Holy Spirit that also leads us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that also gathers us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that also reminds us of what we need to keep fresh in our memory. It is also God's own Holy Spirit that renews us and awakens us. It is also God's own Holy Spirit that generates the fruit of the Spirit for us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that also sealed us on the day of our redemption. It is God's own Holy Spirit that also consoles us. It is God's own Holy Spirit counsels us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that inspires us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that also ministers God to us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that anoints us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that cautions us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that gives, sustains, transfers, and imparts through us and to us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that also touches us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that also distributes God's gifts and giftings to us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that also demonstrates, hallelujah, and activates God's power to us, within us, and for us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that also intercedes and prompts us. It is God's own Holy Spirit that also advises and provides information to us. You see, brothers and sisters? It is God's own Holy Spirit that also abides with us and falls upon us continually. God's own Holy Spirit is God's supernatural presence of himself with every believer. We're going somewhere just a little bit this morning. You see, after a man or a woman is convinced that he or she can be filled with God's own Holy Spirit, it has to be at this point that they must desire it. They must desire to be filled. You see, you got to want and desire to have and possess a supernatural means of communicating directly to God. 1 Corinthians 14:2, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh. Speaking in tongues is a God-given gift of a prayer language that I liken it to an invisible, supernatural, umbilical cord of divine fellowship, linking you directly to our Heavenly Father. Now, the really great and the really amazing thing about this is that the devil cannot and does not understand what you're praying when you pray in tongues or pray in the spirit. Therefore, the demonic world, the demonic kingdom cannot interfere. No witches, no witchcraft, no sorcerer, nothing. They cannot interfere. They cannot hinder you. And they cannot obstruct your prayers like they tried with Daniel. Daniel 10 and 12. Gabriel said, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy word. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia." Post this in the chat room. When you pray in tongues, you are praying the perfect mind and the perfect will of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But it is God's own Holy Spirit itself that maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, God's own Holy Spirit, who knows all things, can pray through us about things which our natural mind knows nothing about. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in your personal communicatable prayer language with God also eliminates the possibility of selfishness entering into your prayers, or wrong praying, or praying which is out of line with the word and the will of God. Now, understand something. Speaking with tongues is not the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is not the speaking with tongues. But they go hand in hand. You see, I see people sometimes, you know, they're dealing with demons. They're casting out demons, and they'll go to praying in tongues. When they do that around me, I just sit down. Because demons, put this in the chat room, please. Demons cannot understand your tongues. When you praying in tongues, you building yourself up in your most holy faith. When I see people praying in tongues, casting out demons, unless they're just really weak, then they really shouldn't be casting them out anyway. Post it again. Demons. How could a demon understand a language that God has given to you exclusively to communicate with him with? Brothers and sisters, please. What happens? You might be, you know, you might need to be filled up or built up. A demon can't even be scared of something he don't even understand. Don't do that. You see, years after the day of Pentecost, we see Philip carrying the gospel to the people of Samaria. Acts chapter 8, verse 5 through 8. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was a great joy in that city. When they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." You see, these Samaritans believed and were baptized. Were they saved? According to Jesus, they were. Acts chapter 8, verse 14 through 17. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Now, this is this spirit you got so much of operating right here in verse 18. And when Simon, the sorcerer, saw it, he covered it with his eyes. He saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given. He offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." Do you see how ridiculous this is? When Simon saw, the word says, but now you got to understand, you can't see the Holy Ghost. He is a spirit and cannot be seen with the physical eye. So there had to be some physical sign whereby Simon would know that they had received the Holy Ghost. Something which registered on his senses. All evidence, brothers and sisters, indicate the sign was the manifestation of speaking in tongues. Another area in the Bible, it says believers were filled in Cornelius' household. About 10 years after the day of Pentecost, the word tells us about Peter going to Cornelius' house to carry the gospel. Acts chapter 10, verse 44 through 46. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them. I will try to squeeze in some teaching about the corporate move of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Now that's a whole other move of the Holy Ghost. All right? It says, this is what you see in here, a corporate move. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And, look at this, and they of the circumcision. Remember I told you to seek God to circumcise your heart? I wasn't making none of that up. This is the truth. It works. And that's why it's not working. And they of the circumcision, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. You get into this and you study it and you read it for yourself. When you read the entire account of this, you'll see how God used angels. An angel appeared to Cornelius, told him to go to Joppa, told him inquire for Simon Peter, who shall tell thee words. Listen. Who shall tell thee words whereby all thy house shall be saved. Acts 11:14. Neither Cornelius nor his household was saved. They were Jewish proselytes. You see, a person can't be saved without hearing the gospel. They didn't know about Jesus. So Peter preached to them. They believed while they were standing there. Hallelujah. And they became what? Born again. Then they received the Holy Ghost upon them. You got this? They believed while they were standing there, and they became born again. They were infilled. As Peter preached, they were received the Holy Ghost. Then the Holy Ghost came upon them. They received it. And they spoke in tongues before he finished his message. It was the speaking with tongues which convinced Peter's company that these Gentiles had received the Holy Ghost. The Jewish believers were astonished that the Holy Ghost was poured out on the Gentiles. These believers were infilled, indwelt. The Bible says, then again, 20 years after the day of Pentecost, Paul journeyed to Ephesus. There he met some other believers and introduced to them the person of the Holy Ghost. In Acts 19, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, again, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Remember, John's baptism was the baptism of repentance. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came up on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. These believers at Ephesus had never heard about the Holy Ghost. But when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came up on them, and they spoke with tongues. Every one of them, without waiting, without praising, without tarrying, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, with other tongues, as God's own Holy Spirit gave them utterance. Paul's infilling of the Spirit. Same Paul now laying hands on these folks, and they receiving the Holy Ghost. This Acts 9:10. 12. But I want you to know something, and that is this. Put the word quench in. Q-U-E-N-C-H. Quench. Write that word in there. Quench. That means to extinguish like a fire, to suppress, or to cause decease. A person can be limited in their ability to operate in the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, and by the Holy Spirit. That's why the Word of God says we are not supposed to quench, restrict, or stop the flow of God's own Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19 tells us not to quench the Holy Spirit. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 reminds us that God takes no pleasure any one of his children who shrinks back from him. And we can see that Jesus didn't do many miracles in his own hometown because of their unbelief. Put this in this chat room. Unbelief is a form of quenching God's Holy Spirit. I'm going to repeat it. Unbelief is a form of stopping, restricting, causing God's own Holy Spirit to cease. Brothers and sisters, there's a tendency in all of us to instinctively constrict dams that compromise the flow of God's river. Basically, there's two reasons. One is fear of the unknown, and two is a desire to maintain control. It's crazy, crazy for us to fear God's Holy Spirit. Likewise, it's not good to try to want to stop God or slow God down. And what's even worse is when we do it through ignorance. Because God's Holy Spirit is the spirit of God's intelligence. Hear me this morning. The Holy Spirit will never embarrass us. Brothers and sisters, it's time to be real. It's time to get rid of your control issues. Time for you and I to purpose in our heart not to be like the Nicolaitan church. God told John that he hated the works and the teachings of the Nicolaitans. You ever wonder why? What was it that they did and taught that offended God so deeply? Now, I wasn't able to pinpoint this, exactly. But from what I was able to find, it appears to be followers of a man by the name of Nicolaos, like Laos. He was known for teaching heresies. You know what he taught? He taught the traditions of man over the counsel of God. The root Greek word for Nikos means conquer and control. The Nicolaitans were a people who maintained ungodly, excessive control. They were control freaks. Now, this could suggest that like the Pharisees, the Nicolaitan leadership might have been characterized by lording authority over people out of fear that things would escape their control. If you know that you have quenched the spirit, if you've been guilty of quenching God's Holy Spirit, because basically the best I could find was pride, self-consciousness, I don't want to be, I don't know what going to happen, or just pure laziness, whatever. Stop. Do not do it any longer. Ask God to refill you, refresh you, reawaken you. You see, the main reason we quench the Spirit of God is this, because we don't know him, because he's a stranger to you. That's why I'm just giving you a reminder and a little touch up this morning. I'm trying to for you to see why it's so important for you to get to know God's own Holy Spirit that indwells you, for you to realize that he can be trusted, that God's own Holy Spirit is part of your family, that he wants you to really know him so that he can take your hand and guide you and lead you into all truth, so that he can take your hand and you'll go where he leads you, because you know him as God's own Holy Spirit, because you understand him as God's own Holy Spirit, and because you understand that everything that God has for you, everything God does for you, everything God brings you into by way of his own Holy Spirit will bring you more and more and more of the fullness of him, and God only has his good for you. If you don't have it, by the time I get through with this teaching, I'm going to pray with you to be filled, refilled, refreshed with a fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh outpouring of God's own Holy Spirit. I'll see you for noonday prayer.
Said I woke up to the summer, shining through, calling up my friends, asking what's the move, feeling a little different, I'm on something new. Today, today, I ain't gonna let no cloud get in my way, the only road I'm walking is the one I see, catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade. Today, today, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. Today. I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh, I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be joyful. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High-fiving everybody, but we out of here. Today, today. So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your own. They don't think it's as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
I just want to run this back over before I go. God's own Holy Spirit teaches us all things. God's own Holy Spirit reminds us of what Jesus said. God's own Holy Spirit testifies about Jesus. God's own Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. God's own Holy Spirit speaks what he hears from God. God's own Holy Spirit discloses to us what is to come. God's own Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. Brothers and sisters, God's own Holy Spirit reveals what God has for us. God's own Holy Spirit searches the depths of God. God's own Holy Spirit knows and tells us God's thoughts. God's own Holy Spirit tells us what God has freely given to us. God's own Holy Spirit also teaches us to speak spiritual words. God's own Holy Spirit also helps us to spiritually discern him. Woo! Brothers and sisters, did you get that? Did you get that? God's own Holy Spirit also helps us to spiritually discern him. And that's not all. God's own Holy Spirit leads us, gathers us, reminds us, renews us. God's own Holy Spirit also generates fruit for us. God's own Holy Spirit seals us. God's own Holy Spirit consoles us, counsels us, inspires us. God's own Holy Spirit ministers to us, anoints us. Woo! God's own Holy Spirit cautions us. God's own Holy Spirit touches us, distributes God's gifts to us. God's own Holy Spirit demonstrates God's power through us, by us, with us, for us, and out of us to others. I'll see you at noonday. And then, oh God, 8 o'clock tonight, joyfully.
Said I woke up to the summer, shining through. Calling up my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today,
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I see. Catch me sitting in the sun, no top of shade.
Today,
this is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh, I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah.
They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. Nah.
I'm gonna be joyful.
I gotta add this. I'm just so full of the Holy Ghost this morning. God's own Holy Spirit is what God uses to draw in your unsaved loved ones and bring them in to Jesus so that they can be saved. I don't know what if that don't make you happy. I don't know what will. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that draws them.
I got fire in my soul. Could it be a miracle? Or a supernatural? People everywhere I see. From LA to NYC. Don't know what's come over me. Feet a little bit lighter. Heads up a little bit higher. Sunshine a little bit brighter. We got the love.
We got the love. When you got the love.